Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by yours truly, the one and only Ann Finellis. It's been a long time, but I'm back. You guys, I have been traveling and been doing a lot for enjoyment, seeing family, new sights and stuff like that. Winter was a lot, so I'm happy to be out and about. So I don't really have to explain myself, you know, like when someone on an example is like when someone like sometimes I follow people on Instagram, they kind of like have to explain why they've been away. And I don't think that we need to explain things like that. If you needed some time, if you haven't been consistent with something because you've been prioritizing something else that was just as important or more important, then you don't have to tell people why. But you guys are different. I tell you guys why sometimes, because I need to be consistent with this podcast, and people who listen to this podcast are my real supporters. Like I said, like people who listen to what you're saying are not just, how do I say this? They care in a different level, you know, because you're listening to me. I love people who are listeners. So if you listen to this podcast, I appreciate you so much for supporting. Before we get into this episode, hi, how are you doing? Is everything okay? And if you're new, what does Take What You Need mean? So Take What You Need, I created this podcast because a lot of people on the internet love to give advice. I do not believe advice is a one size fits all. We all live different lives. We all make different choices and we all have different views. So this podcast is made to be conversational, conversation with your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, whatever. I like to talk about things people don't really talk about. So this is what Take What You Need is. Sometimes you may not need everything that I'm saying, but you may just take exactly what you need or nothing at all. Because maybe you have to come back to this podcast and say, at first this episode didn't relate to me, but now it does. So I want to say life recently has been very generous to me. I've been very happy just working on my health and maintaining relationships, which has brought this topic of the podcast today about friendships. And I'll get into that a little bit later. But also, I said I wouldn't do it. I'm not sure if I mentioned it before, but I have joined the world of TikTok. February 12th is when I made my debut. At first, it took me a while to get used to the app. I'm still getting used to it. It is different. Now, would I recommend people to download it? No, I'm not sure how you are on social media. If you want to consume less social media, I wouldn't recommend downloading TikTok. If you want to be a creator, like create videos and stuff like that, I'll say go for it. But TikTok is cool. I honestly, right now, everything is better than Instagram, so I'll give you that. But I'm on TikTok. It's my name, the same name on every other platform, Fan of Life. Give me a follow, say hey, whatever. I am just myself on there. I talk about TV shows, I talk about skincare products, and I just talk about random things. So I don't have a niche. I don't care for a niche. I don't think you need to have a niche on social media unless you really want to go after something. Then it's good to narrow it down to a niche. I believe that people on social media fall in love with personalities. And the thing about having one niche is that how long are you going to be doing makeup, hair videos, fashion? Like, how long are you going to be doing that? Is that your whole life? So, but if it is, then, you know, that's your niche. But for me, I don't have a niche because I'm not all over the place. But I like to do me. I like to do a lot of things. So there's that. So with that being said, I want to get into the topic of friendships. As a 29-year-old adult who recently moved, I have always understood the importance of friendship. I've always valued that over romantic relationships. There was a time in my life I didn't really value it like that because I felt as if people weren't understanding what I was going through. And I just need time for myself. But I think when it comes to us online and on social media, I know a lot of people are feeling more and more alone, have feel as if they have grown out of their friendship groups and they feel like the friends don't listen to them. But I'm going to give you guys a little bit of history about my friendships, because I don't want to talk about something without you guys not knowing how my history and how my friendship looks like. So I just want to dive into the topic and get a little bit more context, as in from my background. So my thoughts on friendships: I believe friendships are extremely important to everything. Your friends can become your family. And in my case, all like the people who I like, most of my friends are family, in the sense that like they're all related to each other. And I'm gonna call myself a glorified cousin of people who I'm not really related to. But, you know, as being Black, we always call everybody cousin. So it is what it is. I think a great group of friends is mandatory, like I said before, but it's not about quantity, it's about quality. So I'm not saying you need a big group of friends, you just need a solid group of friends. People you can trust, people you can talk to, people you could, you know, go to for advice, people who could just like go out for a drink with you, go out for a walk with you, support you on a health journey. The number one thing about being friends is that you just have to be supportive. A little bit of history about me. I was born in Haiti. I don't remember having much friends in Haiti. I had family, my cousin Bianca. Hey, Bianca. We grew up very closely to each other. And now in our late 20s, early 30s, we have, you know, our friendship is blossoming in an adult way. You know, she's married with a kid. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. But, you know, I listen to her about a lot of things because she is in a different, you know, life stage as me. So she's been my close friend, and our friendship is blossoming once again. And then the people I have been friends with the longest have been my two friends, Tiffany and Melavita. And then I have other friends that we kind of like, we all have known each other because we went to the same church, but now we're like friends in real life. We're still friends to this day. Mina did my hair for my birthday. She don't do hair, so don't ask her. She's gonna say no. It's just a tradition that me and her have. But I'm friends with Ruth. I'm friends with so many people. I don't have to name all my friends, but my friends know. Y'all know. And that's been my longest friendship with Tiffany Melvin. I could say the friendships that I have with people have been over 10 years. 10 solid years. It hasn't been perfect, but as humans, we aren't perfect. And we've grown with each other, you know? I've had friends that I've lost. They're still alive, but we're just not, we don't have that closeness anymore. We don't talk about things anymore, but I'm just happy to see them happy. I never wish any bad or hope anything bad to happen to someone, because there are so many people out there who are struggling, who are miserable, who are depressed, who are sad. So there is no gain for me to wish any bad on someone, wish them bad luck or anything like that. I don't believe in anything like that. I want to see people happy. Friends or not friends, fallout, whatever, stranger or not, I just want to see people happy. So I don't wish them the best of luck. I pray for them. I don't really wish like that. I just really pray. Right now, I am at a stage in my life where I'm realizing that I've always been open to having new friends, but now it's like, okay, I want to make new friends. I want to be social and really make new friends. I have a lot of internet friends and internet cousins online that I would love to meet in person one day. But I'm realizing that where I'm at in life, I was praying to God one day. I told God, I want new friends. You know, not saying that I don't care for my old friends, but I want new friends. Like, it just, to me, it just made me realize I just want new friends. It's cool to hang out with my cousin, her friends, but it's like I want to create a new relationship with other women or men who are in a current stage in their life that kind of reflects mine, as in like they're maturing to a certain place, like they're aspiring to do something that is out of the box, or someone who, I'm not gonna say check out all the boxes, but someone who's just supportive. And I haven't seeked out people in person. I mainly make friends online, or people that I've used to go to school with, and, you know, rekindling, you know, relationships and things like that, because we didn't really have a reason why we used to stop talking. Because like in high school, there's a lot of people in high school, we had our core friends, and then we had people we had class with. So these people that I want to rekindle with are people who are like colleagues, you know, old coworkers and stuff like that. Of course, when making new friends, I don't try to dwell so much on the past of who this person was, because we all know we were a lot when we were in high school or college, okay? That old me is my baby, okay? She is not as mature. She's not as refined. She's not that girl. I don't know her. I mean, I do know her. I've grown from her, but I say that to say I don't try to hold someone's past against them, because again, like, it's in the past where we're in college, but I do try to be aware of certain things, you know, like just try to keep it consistent. But I like to start with a fresh, you know, a fresh plate, you know, new beginnings and things like that. I think in the world where so many people are, you know, longing friendship, I know a while people will be like, no new friends, no new friends, I don't need no new friends, I don't need no friends. I don't believe that's the way to live without having friends, without having companionship, because we put so much into a romantic relationship and we neglect, you know, the friends that we have that are, you know, the non-romantic relationships, because we're like, okay, well, this friend's not gonna give me a kid, they're not gonna give me a future, they're not gonna give me this. Those friends or a friend is going to support you when your spouse doesn't understand you, because when you have to have a baby, your spouse may not understand. He's not going to understand how the baby's going to come. He does not understand what you're going to go through. Your friend who had that baby, your friend who been there, done that, is going to understand you, you know? So I know one thing that I want to do is that I want to have all my friends take a love language test, because sometimes I realize that, like, I understand my friends, but it's like, let me have them take this test, because I want to understand them on a different level. I want to understand what they like. I want to do this especially because I want to become a better gift giver. And if I know what their love language is, like their top three, then I'm able to give them better gifts. You know what I mean? If it's quality time, I'm gonna fly down, do something special, and, you know, it's quality time. If it's gift giving, I gotta find out what they really like. So for me, let's first talk about the quality of friends versus the quantity. And I think that's pretty basic, pretty simple, because we all know we don't need a big group of friends, you know? It's just what they bring to the table. I hate saying bring to the table. What they provide for you. I do have a lot of friends, but I don't have a big group of friends, if that makes any sense. I have, like I said before, I have friends from, you know, my childhood, from high school, from middle school, and I recently acquired a new friend in Florida. I mean, well, I've known her, but I didn't see her for a very long time, and we got reconnected during this beautiful wedding. Shout out to Ashlyn, your beautiful wedding. The Renees did that. And she's like, cool. And it's so interesting, because it's like, dang, if she decides to move to Orlando now when I'm not in Orlando, and we could have been perfect roommates, okay? Like, she has an apartment with a balcony. She gets it, okay? It is hard to find somebody who wants a balcony in their apartment, you know? And everything happens for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. But the quality of your friendships, and when I talk about quality of a friendship, I'm going to focus more on the quality that we can bring to our friendships. And then I'll talk about the quality that we should look for. I'm going to talk about that very, not too much in detail because you know the qualities you look for in a friendship. I can't tell you what to look for, but there's some basic things, you know, like honesty. Everyone should look for that in a friendship. Loving, caring. You know, some people, they want, you have to show me emotion. You have to be a snuggler. You have to be this. I'm not that type of friend. We don't have to cuddle, I promise you. But the qualities that we always want in a friendship, we have to make sure that those are the same qualities that we can also input into the friendship. Some friendships are always one-sided because, due to the fact that there are some people, they look for people that can fill a need that they don't have. Some people have friends. Some people are friends and they see themselves as, oh, I'm the mother and she's more of the child. Or I'm like the big sister and she's like my little sister. And not saying these examples are bad, but we see that when we put these friendships on a scale, it doesn't level out. One person carries a big load because there is someone who carries a huge emotional burden. You know, for example, there are friends who, for example, the mother and daughter relationship friendship thing, you know, they might be the same age, one might be older, but there's always one friend who I can always go to her to cry. She can always be there for me. But when that other friend needs a shoulder to lean on, you're not there, or it's awkward for you, or you can't relate. And that is a burden. You know, again, like I said, the qualities that you want from a person, you should also be able to provide, you know. Of course, learning the love language, but if you want somebody who's caring, but you're not caring, then that's not fair. So that was the example I gave because, again, like some friendships are very one-sided. And I know a lot of friends break up because like, oh, you weren't there for me when I needed this. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. And with every relationship, especially friendships, it's about actions. It's about being present. And there are friendships where you may not have seen your friend in months or years, but it's really about, you know, the conversations, the connections. Oddly enough, I say that, but I have two friends that we are great communicators, but we do not text every day. We do not text every day. We can go weeks without texting each other. But when we text or when we call or when we hang out, we pick up exactly where we left off. And it doesn't feel like, oh, you don't text me or you don't call me. It's not like that. Because to me, I'm a friend. I will text and call you when you come to my mind and when you come to my heart or when I think about it. But I'm never the friend who call or text you when I need something. People like that, I don't call them friends. I call them, they're not even coworkers. They're just annoying. So for me, I have a friend where we're always texting and we're always talking, and it's new to me, but I don't mind it at all. But sometimes it's kind of like, I don't want to text today. So I do always respond to them. I always respond to my friends. I always respond to text messages, to be honest. Like, I will never leave you on read. If I did, I completely forgot about it. But for me, with the friendships, with the new friendships that I have now, is that I always told myself that if I wanted to get new friends, that it would just have to be organic. Nothing forced. Like, it just flows. And it has been exactly just that, a flowing friendship. One of my friends, Cherie, like, we literally just been following each other online for such a long time. And we just have so much in common. I DM'd her. We chatted, exchanged numbers. And I don't know how long it's been. Probably like 5 or 6 years we've been friends. And she lives in New York. And I get to see her in New York and stuff like that. And we have so much in common. I think she's very different from all my other friends, but I like that. I like having friends who are all different. I like, no shade, no tea. But when I watch, like, I know it's just Hollywood, but a lot of Hollywood TV shows, like, all the friends are exactly the same. Like, all of the Valley girls sound like this, talk like this, same hair, dress the same place, like dress the same way. It's kind of like boring. I don't want a group of friends who just all look and act alike, okay? I don't mind a ratchet friend, just not too ratchet, girl. I can't go to jail. I don't mind a preppy friend. I don't mind a bougie friend. People call me the bougie friend, but I'm far from bougie because I have other bougie friends, and I did that chef's kiss because they're bougie and I love their style of bougie. Now, being that I don't need to talk about the quantity of friendships, the reason why I don't care, I have a lot of friends is because you have to maintain those relationships, okay? Every relationship needs maintenance, okay? And I'm not saying maintenance in a bad way, because I know when I think of maintenance, I'm like, oh my gosh, either somebody's coming to this apartment or I got to get my car to the Toyota dealership so I can take care of it or something. No, I'm talking about taking care of your friendships, you know? Some people neglect friendships. Some people see that, oh, she's always hanging out with this person. She never hangs out with me, or nobody ever tells me that they're doing this. And I know how it is to be the friend that is always missing out. And I had to understand that, hey, like, I know I don't go out, but y'all can always invite me. You know, I had to voice that, because sometimes people are like, oh, every time we ask, you don't care to go, so we stop asking. It's like, no, like, you know, just ask me and I'll have more questions and I would like to do whatever there is to do with y'all. So it's always different, but maintenance, you have to ask yourself, okay, you have a one friend that you haven't spoke to a month, reach out to her, give her a call, give her a text, catch up, like see how she's doing, you know, a FaceTime. Like, technology has advanced so much these days. We can give our friends a FaceTime call or a WhatsApp call or something. For me, it could be as simple as sending a funny Instagram post or reel or TikTok or whatever. You know, like, I have friends who like to get stuff like that and it makes their day. So that's one thing that I do. I also want to say that in my journey of finding new friends, I would like male friends. I don't have much male friends. I have a few, not a lot, but I would like older male friends. I think that maybe like what my boyfriend might wonder, why do I want male friends? But I just feel like you should have male and female friends, you know? So there are certain questions that you can ask your female friends, but they don't know because they're not males, they're females, you know? Like, all they can do is either give you a response based on what they've seen, what they dealt with, or what they know. But at the end of the day, they're not women. I mean, I'm sorry, they're not men. So I need a male perspective, you know, gay or straight. I don't care. I need a male perspective. I have a few male friends, but I would like older male friends, you know? So I say all this to say, cause there's some things we should think about, cause this is going to be a 2-part series. I'm going to have 2 other episodes about friendships as well. And it's so interesting because when we talk about friendships, your friends really reflect who you are. Your friends reflect who you are. They may not reflect who you are exactly, but the people that you choose, the people who are in your circle, those people in your circle speak louder than you. You know, like, when you're not there and they're present for you, it says a lot about you. You know, when you go to somebody's wedding and you have other people speaking about your marriage because they're friends, it's like, whoa, they really know me. So I am ending this episode a little bit short because, again, I'm giving you guys 2 more episodes about friendships. I'm going to categorize it even more. This was just a little preface to the entire conversation. But I do want to say that this is more for the next episode because we're going to talk about friendship breakups. And every relationship in life has served its purpose. You know, good or bad, it has served its purpose. And I honestly reflect and look back that I don't regret any friendships that I lost. I just feel like we've grown out of it. It wasn't for me, but I'm a strong believer that God puts people in and takes people out of our lives as needed. And I am just forever grateful for that, because I'm the type of person, it is hard for me to end certain relationships knowing that when things need to end, because I'm just not that person to break somebody's heart, you know, romantically and from a friend point of view. But when God ends it, I'm like, whew, child, you put a period, but I was putting a question mark. You make my life so much easier. But anyways, I once again appreciate you all for listening to this episode. there will be two part, well, this is going to be a three-part series. So this is part one. And soon I will be back. I won't keep you guys waiting for long. And at the end of this, I will have a Black-owned business that I want to shout out to. Again, I don't want to shout out just any Black-owned business. It has to be a business that I purchased from, because there's businesses out there that have terrible products and terrible customer service. And when I'm going to put you on, I'm going to put you on the right way, not the wrong way. So, again, thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon. Talk to you later. Take care. This is Take What You Need, hosted by me, Ann Finalis.